My name is Peter Miller. The company is Ito World. Ito means I must go, and world means where we live. We're interested in information systems to support personal mobility in the information age, which doesn't mean getting in a metal box and driving around. It means lots more things. And we're interested in OpenStreetMap because it has the opportunity of the cycling and the walking routes. This has imported OpenStreetMap into our model. It's currently just showing the trunk network. If we play this, my colleague has a background in the film industry. We're bringing in the primary roads, we're bringing in the secondary, and we're heading in on my hometown, which is complete. And we're bringing in more details as we come in smoothly. I'm just going to jump forward a little bit. Coming into the town centre. Now, I think some people might say those roads are a little bit too narrow and a little bit too red. But I am interested in the footpaths. But we can change around those and have a look at different widths and different colour schemes to see if we can get the right balance between the car transport and the foot and cycle network. You'll notice West End Road here is a lot lighter, and that's going to thin down. Possibly that cycle route's now getting a little bit too dominant and a little bit too green. But again, we've got the sort of real-time controls to sort of look and see what would be nice. Just skip that forward a little bit because we've got lots to get through. Back down on there. But of course, most good maps don't just look down on them because you can look at them in rather as if you're flying around or whatever. And we can zoom off and do all that sort of stuff. Now, I'm just going to show you another couple of things which come through without. Now, these don't have open. Street map data in them at the moment. We'd like to because the licensing is quite restrictive without them. This is 4 years of GPS data for buses in Kent. We're interested in corridor timings and how they've changed over that length of time over that yellow bit. If we look at the timings over that four-year period, these are all the journeys by date, by time, and we can see there are various incidents where there was quite a long incident where there were quite a lot of journeys which took longer. And we were looking at how to present that and whether a moving image would be helpful on that. So we came up with this. Now, what we've done is we've taken three dates before, during, and after the incident. We have offset them along the road a little bit. We've coloured them. And this is 1 minute into the journey. This is where the vehicles were, very spread out from the starting point. And the reds and the whites are sort of pretty much together. But as you go down the route, you can see that the reds trail behind. If I just play that one again. And there's actually an awful lot of information that as your eye gets tuned to it, you can get out of that in terms of the reliability and the actual timings. And the councils will be able to see how effectively millions of pounds worth of expenditure on infrastructure has worked and what the influence of increased numbers of vehicles on the roads have had. Here's another one, again using Navtech data. Now this involves walking and public transport. I think the orange dots are trains, then there's another colour which is buses, another colour which is foot. Currently we're only able to walk along the roads because we don't know where they are. As soon as we integrate OpenStreetMap, we'll be able to walk along footpaths. And this is what happens if you walk in every direction and head off by every mode of transport from that point. And this is 40 minutes, so that's when it starts replaying, that's as far as you could have got in 40 minutes. And again, we're exploring how to use three dimensions and colour and all the sort of things available in order to provide people with information. And you can do that for any point in the country. The UK is actually ahead of many countries in that it does have a public transport data set for the whole country. It's not perfect, and we work with the government to help them make it better. But it is there, and for most countries it isn't. And it's been a sort of 6-7 year project to get this far. This is was at the very exciting Association of Transport Coordinating Officers summer conference last summer in Nottingham. Again, we're using Navtech data here. And then we pull in public transport data from the Department of Transport and we start playing with it. So this layer here is from the DFT, the NAPTAN, and the public transport access points data. And we then pull in some schedules. There's all the bus stops coming up. There are 360,000 bus stops in the UK if you want to go and survey them. These are all the buses running around Nottingham. These bars are to do with the frequency of departures from each bus stop. And we can pan back and do things with the whole public transport for the whole country. But we can't post it onto the web because the data owners won't allow us to, but we will be able to as soon as we have YouTube, as soon as we have the OpenStreetMap. That's all the public transport movings in the Northwest, and I don't think the Department of Transport had ever seen that. Liverpool, Manchester, Leeds, Sheffield, so we're about here. And look, there's nothing happening there at all. Oh, sorry. All the scheduled movements of buses in London. Look at Oxford Street, Regent Street, Elephant and Castle, Tower Bridge. My colleague has spent 10 years in film special effects with sort of Troy and Harry Potter and Babe and things like that. So we've got an interesting combination of transport and visualization skills. This is accessibility mapping. We're about here. How far can you get throughout different times of the day from the middle of Manchester? Okay, so you could see all the copyright notices there. The Department of Transport does seem to be content to make some of their data available, these videos available under a Creative Commons license. We just need to sort out some of the details and make sure that there aren't any loopholes in that. So we're interested in OpenStreetMap for the creation of the data, for access to the data, but we're interested in merging it in with all sorts of other data sources.
Thank you.